Hi, my name is Mark Arsenovich, and today I'm excited to show you a new VM type that we've got in Azure called the GS series. The GS series is a variant on the G series, which we introduced earlier this year. The G series is the largest virtual machine you can get in the public cloud today. It comes with 448 gigabytes of RAM attached to it and 6.5 terabytes of local SSD. What the GS type is, the same hardware configuration, except the ability to attach Azure Storage Premium I/O disks to the virtual machines for those low latency, high throughput workloads that need durable storage. I've got a GS5, the largest in the G series virtual machine, running up here in Azure, and I've got a remote desktop window open to it. And what I can show you here is emphasize again that this thing does have that 448 gigabytes of RAM on it. And it's got 32 2 gigahertz Haswell processors. So these things are cutting edge hardware. Now, to show you just the kind of performance you can get off this, again, industry leading throughput as well as IOPS off this, these deliver up to 80,000 IOPS. That's by contrast to the largest VM type that we had up to this point, the DS14, which could deliver up to 50,000 IOPS. This delivers 80,000 IOPS. This also delivers significantly more disk bandwidth than the DS14 does. The DS14 delivers 512 megabytes of bandwidth. This delivers 2 gigabytes of bandwidth per second off of it. So that's what I'm going to show you right here, is it delivering that kind of bandwidth. Now, to do that, I've created a disk stripe by attaching 32 P30 disks. The P30 disks are the largest disks that we offer in premium storage. They deliver up to 5,000 IOPS per disk at 1 terabyte in size. And so with 32 of them attached at 1 terabyte each, I've got 32 terabytes of storage to create one virtual 32 terabyte disk. And the tool that I'm going to use to drive that bandwidth is one called Iometer, which I've shown before when I did the premium storage release. Iometer just drives a constant series of I/O to the disks and then reports how much bandwidth and how much throughput and the kind of latencies that it's seeing. Here I'm going to kick off this test and open a dial that will show us various metrics about what I'm getting. And here I'm going to focus on the megabytes per second that I'm getting off this. And like I mentioned, this is 2 gigabytes per second, or 1952 roughly megabytes per second that Iometer is able to drive off this. And just to show you that you get the same kind of performance off a Linux VM as you do on a Windows VM, I've configured a similar test over here with a GS5 that's booted into Linux. So I'm going to log into this one. And I'm going to use a little test called FIO. So I'm going to elevate here to root and cd into the FIO directory I've got. And the FIO tool is very similar to the Iometer tool, that it's just going to hit the disk as hard as it can with the kind of mix of read-write IOs that we've configured in a little ini file. And I'm going to set the runtime here to something long so we can just watch it run for a little bit. And I've got a little write profile here. So this is just random writes as fast as it can to, again, a 32 terabyte disk stripe. And you can see that, again, this is driving the same kind of bandwidth that we saw on the Windows machine, close to 2 gigabytes per second. The G series and GS series are great not only at premium storage I/O and local SSD I/O. They're also great at network bandwidth. And again, we've got industry-leading network bandwidth that we deliver off these virtual machines. To demonstrate that, I'm going to switch to two other GS5s that I've got running. One that I'm going to treat as a server, and I'm going to run a little tool here called NTTCP, which is a free tool you can download from Microsoft's website. Just search for it, NTTTCP. And this is a network testing tool that will test latency or bandwidth off the network. Again, I'm going to focus on the bandwidth that we're going to get between these two virtual machines. So I'm going to run one in server mode. It's just going to sit there waiting for packets to come in from the network. I'm going to switch over to the client machine and run the client side of this. And I've got Task Manager open here to show you the network bandwidth that we're seeing off of the NIC. And you can see, as I zoom in, that the G and GS series are able to deliver more than 20 gigabits per second off of the network. And that is, again, like I said, industry leading. So that brings me to the conclusion of our tour through the GS series and the G series networking, as well as the GS series premium storage capabilities. I'm really excited about this release. Again, cutting edge hardware in the Azure cloud, and I encourage you to kick the tires on it right now. Thanks.